I don't want to attack anybody. That's the thing. I really am not trying to attack anybody.
It's just you have to know what your vibe is. Like every, and you said like from an artistic standpoint, like everybody's different. There are
Right.
some things that mean more to others, you know.
And maybe it's what they're going for. Okay, let's just start so we can talk. Hey guys, welcome to Lynn's and Lee's podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about pumpkin spice lattes today. Actually, we're not, but that's going to be a fun word we'll use for it.
Yeah. Are you a Starbucks or a Dunkin' person?
Starbucks.
Because you're one or the other.
Starbucks.
Me too.
I also
No,
like White
no
Bison,
hate to
though,
Dunkin'
and I
people,
like our
but
local coffees, but matcha.
I love our local coffees. But if
Yeah.
it's like a bigger one, like and you're traveling, it's gonna be Starbucks all
It's
day.
gonna be a Starbucks for sure.
Dunkin' is just always very weak and overly sweet to me. Like I can't even like gag it
Yeah.
down.
And I also feel like they always have like half the things I order, which is just a bummer.
Actually, we're out of that, and that. Take three.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
Like,
I agree.
it's like literally the only reason I came. Not for the coffee, for the food.
Hey, they have really good avocado toast. You got me started on that at Dunkin'.
Where? Duncan? Oh, Duncan has the best avocado toast. It
Yeah.
makes me sad that I don't go
Do
there
that.
anymore.
Yeah.
I saw White Bison has a avocado
Ooh.
something. Looked like it had half of a hard-boiled egg on it though. I haven't
We
tried
are
it.
lucky though, downtown here in Athens, to have really great coffee shops.
Yeah. I went to Revive last
Ooh, I haven't
week
been there in a while.
and I was like, "Do you have coconut milk?" And she was like, "I don't think that we do." And then she found some in the back for me and she brought it out to me. She's like, "Guess what? I found some coconut milk." So thanks, Revive. It was
Yeah,
the best.
good. Being downtown is dangerous during the holidays. When you need
Oh.
caffeine, we're like constantly running across the street to Square Clock or High Plain.
I feel like it's dangerous all the time.
They get,
Lunchtime, dinner
yeah.
time, anytime.
They get to know us really well
So many
personally.
good restaurants downtown.
Yeah.
Downtown Athens is fantastic. Come
Okay,
visit.
so pumpkin spice is the key word today.
Pumpkin spice. So I want to talk about how I stay true to myself in such a trendy industry.
Yeah.
Trends are, they kind of take off like crazy.
Especially now with social media.
And
It's
I
like
feel,
when a trend hits, everybody jumps on the bandwagon, I feel
I
like. Everyone
agree.
wants to try it, everyone wants to do it. Photography kind of falls in that boat. Everyone wants to try it. Everyone wants to
Right.
do it.
And there's so many new photography businesses
Yeah.
starting up all the time. I feel like anybody just kind of finds a reason to start a photography company. I don't have a problem with that ever. My only problem comes when you're not legally doing it and you're not paying taxes or have a license or, going through the steps that you should.
Right.
If you're collecting money, period, you should be doing it legally.
Get a business license.
It also helps our local community. Your tax dollars actually do things in this city. And so it's important to have those licensing and it's for your well-being too. So if you're out there and you're starting out, know that there are some steps that you can take to be a legit photographer and I applaud you. But the trends. So
Yep.
I feel like everybody kind of hops on things and mainly because you're like trying new things.
Which is fine. That's a
You're
good
still
thing to
trying to
do.
find your avenue of like what you like as an artist.
And I think the trends, what happens is like people want to, like, I feel like when trends pop for like photographers, everybody starts to do it because they want new clients to come in. Like, well, if I do
Right.
this new thing, I'm gonna have like new people. You're like trying to reel people
Keep
in.
people
But
attracted.
sometimes you can lose yourself a little bit in that.
Right. And I feel like if you're hopping on a trend, then when that trend's over, where are you left
Right.
standing as a photographer? If the people that you brought in by popping on a trend came to you because of the trend,
Are they going to stay with you? Are they going to
they're
be loyal?
probably going to leave when the next trend happens if you're not on that trend.
Right.
So then you're just a photographer who's like trend based versus finding your true identity as a photographer. So, over 16 years of doing this, I feel like I've tried some trends. Loved some trends, hated some trends. Could crawl in a hole because of some of the things that I did as a new photographer.
Do
I
they
think
pop up in your memories and like haunt you?
not very often because social media was not as big when I first started.
You can
Thank
like hide
goodness.
it. You can
Oh
like
yeah.
nobody ever has to
Oh
know.
yeah. Like I still see some like from like maybe 10 years ago. you know, that'll pop up, and sometimes I'm like, oh, that wasn't that bad. And then other times I see it, I'm like, oh, cringe, I could die that I ever did that or tried that or shot in that light. And it's so hard. But I do feel like over the course of 16 years, I feel like I still kind of stayed with my aesthetic and my goal of what I wanted photography to look like. But at the same time, I really honed in on my look of what I find the most joy from and what I want to see come out of my pictures in the last like 4 to 5 years.
So, clients who are listening or potential clients, like, what is that for you? Like, you as a photographer and Flyleaf as a brand, when they see Flyleaf, like, what do you hope that they see?
I want them to see like rich, vibrant color, emotion, love, but also like your natural skin tone, the creaminess of your skin, or the just your nat like I want you to feel like you're natural but the best version of yourself. And I want it to be warm. I want it to feel warm. And I am not like, you know, I'm not the photographer who shoots all white and bright all the time. Like, I definitely get some of those heirloom type mini sessions that we have coming up, or like that we did in February. And like we have, and I do them like with milestone sessions. People ask me for like heirloom style, which is beautiful. That's timeless. And I'm good to do things like that. But when I really start getting into my creative roots and I want to do something, it's going to be something more bold, and warm. Yeah, I would say that's kind of where I lean to. I don't know. I just feel like there's really no right way or wrong way to be a photographer, and how you shoot. And it's something that I encourage you with is like, take your camera home, practice on your children,
What do you
practice at
like?
home. Like, yeah, because although here, like at Flyleaf Photography, we have a vision and we have a similar aesthetic. And of course, that helps because I trained you. And so,
I
you
know
know,
the vibe we're going for.
right. And it's how you learned. It may not always be what you love. And that could transition throughout the years. And you're like, hey, I really want to dive into something like this aesthetic. And that could be something that EA brings to the table at Flyleaf. But I hope that you like what I do and like in the aesthetic that we have at Flyleaf Photography. And I don't know. I feel like as an artist, I want the artist to love what they're doing. And I have loved what I've done for a long time. I love scrolling through my own Instagram, and this seems so vain. Oh,
Oh, it's so
but
good.
I feel like I finally got where I wanted.
You're
And
like, this is it.
that's so satisfying. As an artist, I just feel like I can scroll through my Instagram and find so much joy in the consistency of my work and what I can offer my clients. So like what you see on our Instagram is what you get. I can't guarantee perfection all the time, but I want to be darn close. And I find joy in that. It's really satisfying. It makes me happy.
From an advice perspective, I think that's really important for clients. You know, when you're trying to find a photographer, depending on what you're wanting, I think it's really important to go to their social medias or go to their websites, look at how they shoot and what a lot of their pictures are. You know, if you come to ours, if the look you're wanting to go for is very white and bright, which is, I would say, is a very pop, it's still a pretty popular trend. It really was at one point, like
I don't know if
everybody
it'll
was
ever
shooting that
go
way.
away. I think that's a
You
one to
know,
stay.
and so that's great. It can be very beautiful. We do it every now and again, but it's not the aesthetic we go for all the time here at Flyleaf. And so I feel like you will do yourself such more justice if you do your research. Because if you reached out, while we can offer it to you, that's also, I don't know. There, it's just,
Right.
that's,
Like if there's someone will ask for a light and airy
we can
in-home
work with
newborn
you, but it's,
session,
right. We're
well,
not going to do in-home.
you're going to get a message from the office saying that that's not really Amy's style, and we direct you to our style.
We can show
And
you versions we've done of that, but sometimes like Pinterest still comes
yeah.
alive and they'll send us stuff and we're like, that's not, you know, we can do something similar is sometimes how we word it, but that's not really the style that we shoot. And so just look through, because you don't also want to like box in or push something on a
Yeah.
photographer and that's not what they enjoy doing or how they typically shoot.
Right. I always feel like you get the most out of any industry when you can give them direction but also free rein. So like my florist is going to be great at what he does, but I'm not going to tell him exactly what flowers to put in there. I'm gonna be like, I really love this, and these are a couple of my favorite things. Will you make something beautiful? And he's going to have a lot more enjoyable time doing it, and he's going to make a beautiful piece. And so I feel like that's with any industry. Like if you come in here and you're like, this is the color scheme I love. These are some of the pictures I've seen you do that I love. I think that I can kind of make a session unique to you that it would be beautiful.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a really hard question.
Okay.
What's
Yikes.
a trend that you, which is fine, find kind of cringy? We've hinted at it, but the question is like, what is it? Why do you find it kind of cringy? But how would you turn the tables to make it a little better?
Okay, so anybody in this room right now knows that I am not a fan of the orange tint trend.
I mean, I'm right there with you.
Orange tint, and I'm talking like your skin's orange, your outfit you picked out's orange, the grass is orange, the trees are
Yeah,
orange,
the
the
sky's
sky
like
is orange,
orange.
everything's the same color orange. Like if you took an eyedropper on in Photoshop and like clicked it around the picture,
It should
it's
not be
all
there.
on the same orange wheel. Like there is physically no other color. Maybe a brown, but it's really just burnt orange. Like it's all orange. I can't handle the orange tint. I think that what happens with the orange tint is there's a lot of it. I mean, it could even be experienced photographers, and that's what they're going for. I think I've seen some do it beautifully,
Right,
but there's a difference there.
that's what I was gonna
There's a
say.
big difference there. So the budding photographers who are like slapping on presets and filters and actions, and they're not tweaking them how they're supposed to be like tweaked, and just are kind of having a gap
Kind of
in that
using it as a
post-production
one-click
education.
wonder instead of
Right.
like, here's how to kind of manipulate it to look right.
Exactly. So like they're pushing this button and it's giving this warm, glowy feeling, and it kind of matches what a lot of people are doing because it is such a huge trend.
Oh, for sure.
So they think they're nailing it.
They're like, yes, did
And
it.
for the clientele that's coming to you, and hopefully for the price that you're charging them for that, it is a win-win for both of you, and hopefully you're learning something and they're satisfied. But I mean, that's all I can hope for in any line of work is I want everybody to leave happy. I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to down anybody when it comes to this because I can't be everybody's photographer. I don't think I know everything.
Right.
I just know that I know how to fix this.
So what would you do, like when you see those images and in your like brain bubble you're like, oh, I would have done this to tweak this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
what would you do to like be like, ooh, that's such a better picture?
So with an orange tint, first off, you're really just going for warmth.
Right.
Okay. So the best thing you can do right out of the gate is just shoot in warmth.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you have in camera right from the beginning is ideally the way to start the
Right.
image for. And so like shooting those golden hour times, it's going to give you
Oh,
that
yes.
really orangey warm sunlight that you're looking for with that post-production you're already adding on. Okay? So you're going to get the warmth right from the start. If you put the light a certain way where it's not directly behind or, like a little bit more to the side, it actually will soften what's on their skin. So then we're looking at a natural skin tone. So keeping that natural skin tone with that warmth of the picture, you are already well on your way to having this warm, orangey picture, but in a natural state. So now when you do your post-production, you're going to manipulate, and that's where the magic happens. Really, it's in post-production. There's tips and there's tricks to make this achievable.
Right.
And it's going to be where you're keeping the creaminess of the skin, but you're also adding in the warmth of the sky and the onto the ground, but we're still kind of keeping a warm, natural appearance, but not everything's orange. It's still, everything has a dimension and a color.
You don't want to lose all the natural tones in the
Right,
picture.
right. And this is something I've been working for a long time. I love
Because
a
warm is
good,
beautiful.
yes, I
We
love a
love
good
a good
one.
golden hour sunset
Sure
session.
do, sure do. And that's something that we've talked about too. Like I want to be able to create actions and kind of like help these photographers and like maybe even have our a subscription based on our YouTube where you can actually sign up for our monthly subscription, and I can go into in depth in some of these processes and how to fix those things
Right.
and kind of tweak it. So just a little bit of a learning experience there, so you can keep kind of a trend, but not overly pumpkin spice.
Yes. I think that's good.
So speaking of golden hour,
Yes.
what's my favorite time?
Your favorite time, I actually think, is sunrise, which I think would shock people. So
I love it.
why? Because I feel like when people contact you, they want that super rich sunset, and they're like, that's the time. And we
Yeah.
do. We fill that time slot pretty consistently. So
Right.
why sunrise? Because nobody wants that time slot.
Nobody wants that time spot, but I will say
So why should they choose it?
I have done a handful of them and they are absolutely gorgeous. The way the light actually comes up is not like this overly like slap in the face warmth, but more of a blue light, and it's
Very
just
soft.
soft and everything feels like the most peaceful
Yeah.
you will ever feel in an image. And heaven forbid the fog comes and there's a foggy day. I have goosebumps just talking about it. I love it. I
Or if
literally
you could
do.
like zoom in, they're
I
like,
literally
all
have
up and down,
goosebumps.
goosies everywhere.
So good. I just need somebody to be down for the 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It
You have to.
changes, of course, between like 6 and 7, and it's hard for moms to like get their kids ready and have their hair and makeup done and stuff like that. But I think an engagement
I was gonna say,
session,
if you're a
oh,
couple and you don't have kids
you do
involved
it.
yet, do it. Set the alarm. Go, you can take a nap later in the day. Nap
Anniversary
later.
pictures,
Oh, yes. Hey,
so
maybe I'll do
good.
that this year.
Yes. Oh, please.
Oh,
I would love
okay.
it. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that this
Blue
year.
hour, sunrise, gorgeous. But yeah, I think if you start right off the bat, kind of how you want a picture to be, that's why it takes a long time for photographers to be able to shoot all through the day.
Yeah.
That's something that it took me a long time to be able to feel confident in that. So now I do shoot consistently through the day, but I have places I have to go in order to make that work well for me. But when you're first starting out, for sure, the sunrise, sunset times, that's the only time you really should be trying to do it.
So practice makes perfect,
Does.
right? The more you practice, the better you get. So what are some like fun, kind of funky, cool trends that you're like, ooh, these would be fun to play around with that don't have to deal so much with like colors and tones, more of just like the creative side. What are some
Okay.
fun trends?
Okay, so one of my favorites recently is shooting through a Ziploc bag.
That sounds so bizarre to me. I feel like it would just make it cloudy.
It does on the corners. And so like you make a hole in the
Yeah.
Ziploc and you just put your camera through it and you're like shooting and on the edges, and you can actually achieve this in Photoshop and post-production. But
Right.
I
That's
like
kind of
pictures
cool
right
to
off the
try
bat.
it out,
Yeah.
right?
And always makes people ask why, you
They're like,
know.
why do you have a
But
Ziploc bag over your
it's fun.
camera?
I really love it when I do like my lighter, brighter white sets, like our white brick and our like our even our Archway, the creams. I think that it just kind of gives this glowy, soft appeal.
Imagine.
So like I did it with my sister's maternity session recently. I've done it with boudoir pictures before. I absolutely loved it when on the boudoir because it kind of gave it like this mysterious feel, but at the same time was like glamorous and pretty. So I love shooting through a Ziploc. So another new trend is like the super flash, like direct flash at people. It's
Okay.
very paparazzi. And I think that works really well, like in the wedding industry. I haven't had, but I think it would be cool in a senior session.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Some
That would be kind of
sunglasses,
cool.
some like on a stairwell, like super flash, like not looking at the camera. Super
I
cute.
think that would be super cool. I think that even potentially be super super cool for a senior if they like are really into sports and want to
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
you
Like you're
know,
famous.
yeah.
I kind of like the trend. It's
Okay,
fun. I mean,
cool.
I might hop on it for a minute and do that one. How would you feel if I like just gave you no instruction, just threw you out there to learn Photoshop?
I
What would you be
probably
doing?
I think I'd probably cry tears. I would probably no, let's be honest. If you hadn't trained me and you were just like, all right, go edit. I mean, I think that's what happens with new photographers. You just start like downloading, you go
You
find
try
people.
everything.
Well, you I feel like you kind of like follow
Yeah.
some people, and then if the people you're following sell like presets or anything like that, you're like, okay, I'm gonna download it. And then I think what happens a lot is people just apply them. I think in
Right.
your brain you're just thinking it's the same thing on your phone. If you have the Photoshop app on your phone, because I'm a mom who did that long before I worked
Right.
here,
Yep.
I'm downloading presets, I'm adding them to pictures, and you're just like, you just put it on there.
But then what happened when Rylium was doing her bow company and it changed the color?
And I was so frustrated, and I was like, I had no clue, y'all. This is so embarrassing. I'm gonna admit this to you. I'm gonna admit this now that I edit.
On the podcast, she's admitting
I
this.
had no clue that you could like adjust things. I just thought you
Stop.
slapped it on there and it was just gonna be like this beautiful, perfect picture.
That's
And then
great.
yes, when Riley Ann was, we were working with a bow company, and I was like, it's changing all the stinking bow colors. They're never gonna use these pictures. And little did I know, like you could just, you know,
Tweak it.
toggle and tweak it.
So just like on your phone, you
You could
tweak
do
things
it,
in the
yes.
actual
In the
desktop too.
actual Photoshop desktop. And I think there's also like, there's a lot to learn. I'm still learning. I'm far from the perfection level that she's at, even though she would say she's also still learning.
I'm still learning. And, always.
You know, there's so many little adjustments. It's not even big adjustments sometimes. Sometimes we're like barely changing it, but in the grand scheme of the whole image, it makes such a huge difference.
Right.
When we like look at the whole picture, like when we're finished, I'm like, okay, we hardly tweaked it, but look how much it actually did in the end product.
Yep.
So I guess from my perspective as being newer and coming on to it and training for new photographers out there, like starting out, take the time. Like, yes, you want to hit the ground running and you're so excited and you want to get going and have clients and book clients. Take the time to learn to do it right. Don't just like start doing it, because I feel like there is a sense of like learning. It's, if you would do any other profession, most professions, you're going to go and get some type of training, whether it's college or it's at a lower level, and you're going to go do some form of training. Don't right. just like jump in and be like, hope for the best. And
yep.
that kind of does a disservice to like photographers in general. It gives them a bad name in the long run. Mm-hmm. And so take your time. Everyone wants to get started. Everyone wants to make money. Everyone wants to book clients. You want to see beautiful images, but they'll be more beautiful in the long run if you take the time to like slow down and learn how to do it correctly.
Right.
And it doesn't mean it has to look like everybody else's.
Nope.
I mean,
it could be you. Do what makes you happy.
Yes.
Do what makes you happy. Do what the people that are paying you makes you happy.
Right.
And I'll share my biggest mistake as a photographer. Here it is.
Uh-oh.
Not putting the verbiage in where I can say I'm charging X amount of money as a portfolio building opportunity. So that way, when you do hone in on your skill and you're ready to really take off, then that change of pricing doesn't seem like you have hurt anybody or you are taking advantage of anybody. But in fact, that's what you were supposed to be charging from the beginning.
Right.
But they were doing you a favor by letting you portfolio build. So be a team member with your clients. Be a good professional photographer working with other professional photographers. It's a community, and
right.
we shouldn't put each other down. And that's certainly not what we were trying to do today. We hope that we helped you.
Yes.
And
hopefully
I can put together some actions, and then maybe we can even work on that. So
and train some, yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you guys are following us. Give us a comment on platform you're listening to us. Make sure that you follow along on Instagram at Lens and Leafs Podcast, as well as our photography studio. And come book a sunrise session, because the sun will
really
come out tomorrow.
I mean, I guess technically you can book it with me too, not just Amy. I guess I'll wake up.
But I really want it first, so me first. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.